I have made notes on it so that when we come back and we have dollars, it will be one of my thoughts to perhaps stick this back in. Just as we're going along, so we each need to make notes. We've got to get through each elected official. And find out where we're at, and then find out what we have. I mean, so Donna's got me on that, so right there on that little clicker ticker. Right. I have it in writing, Donna.
I made the note.
Yeah, plus you're going to check those, but we did this hour, so.
And we're...
What about the rest? Donna, tell me about treating your mileage expense. Is that something that can be done under 400 account?
I do quite a bit of training under my 400 account.
Can you do this under your 400 account?
I don't think it's appropriate.
Why would it not be appropriate if it's allowable?
Because the county is required to pay for our training. My 400 account is not required to pay for training.
No, we're trying to build a budget. And if we have a special account, as we're going to be asking each officer, we're hopeful that you will spend those funds in ways that will help us build a budget in general county revenue. That's what we're after, and that's the only reason I mentioned it.
That's for my mandatory training. Any other training and any additional training I do, I take it out of my 400 account.
But there is no law that says that you can't take it out of the 400 account, so it's not.
It says that I have to approve it being taken out of the 400 account, and that the commission has to pay for mandatory training for all elected officials.
I'm not disputing that.
Okay.
We're having that discussion with you right now. Will you consider taking that out of your 400 account? If you won't, we understand our obligation.
I think, Ron, since I'm decreasing that budget from $201,000 down to $61,000, I think I'm already doing my share of reducing the budget.
Well, I think we did our share when we increased your budget from that lower amount to the larger amount to cover the expenses that you needed. That works both ways.
I agree. Okay. Thank you.
So your answer is no?
No, I prefer not to.
Donna, I have a question. I noticed you kept the postage saying...
Yeah, do you remember the note I sent you on that, Rick? Due to redistricting, there are new legislative numbers in Taney County. I would like to send out new cards that have the new legislative district numbers as of 1-1-2013. I would also like to run our data through NCOA to try to keep it up to date, as we are always playing catch-up with the number of people moving in and out of Taney County.
Okay.
So that... Yeah, that's the note that I included in the email.
And I've got that here, too.
Yeah, your voter federal registration cards do not reflect the current data, and we can't even change it until January 1, 2013. It's not required to do that, but one way or the other, I'm going to run my data through NCOA anyway. Because what happens is people move. We have so many people moving in and out of Taney County that if they move and their forwarding address time expires, then I can't get any information to them to try and get them out. We're carrying, even though we just deleted everybody who was inactive, I'm still carrying over 3,000 people inactive in our system.
Okay, I have a question. On this line, there's two requests. Mail out new cards in the NCOA.
That's a part of the mailing.
Okay. We've gotten any mailing when it was redistributed for the August election.
We did a canvas in the first of last year. And our data was all run through NCOA. I did an outside bid.
We didn't do a mailing of all new cards and all that in January.
Towards the end of January.
Okay.
I'm going to make a request on her behalf. She came to the county commission after we did redistricting and asked for a survey. At the time, we thought we had designated lines enough to cover it. I'm going to ask that dollars for a survey line on the district of the commission.
Because you wanted
legitimate survey. She asked for a legitimate survey, and at the time, we thought with the high road and all that, I think it should be added into the budget line to cover
a legal description.
A legal description of the district lines on.
Do you remember what that cost request was?
I want to say it was around $2,000, but
that's what you said,
I hate to even say that it was that company over there.
It was. That's what she asked for, was around it. And it was, I don't think it was 2,000. It was up close to that.
So what do you, that's noted, and I can put a note in here. What about this 12,000 from the mail out and the NCOA?
Well, look, here's what I think. Montgomery, maybe I'm wrong about this. She has to do the mail out, but this, if we get the survey line to where people know exactly where they're supposed to go on that, that's going to be a big part of saving part of the mail out. She has to do a mandatory mail out for those that are
right
for the redistricting.
And I did get a grant.
I just heard her say that she didn't have to. You're not required to do the mail out.
I am not required to do a canvass this year, but the voter
register
last year was.
All right, but I would like to see the redistricting line surveyed. Now,
you're talking about just the commission line, right?
Yes, legal description of the
surveyor.
Well, legal description.
A legal description. Okay. All right. Okay, now here.
Basically, we give them a copy of the map that you guys voted on, and they would write up a legal description to match the map, and then we could enter it into the minutes as an official record. Right now, all we have in the minutes is approval of exhibit, whatever that exhibit number was.
Okay, here's where I'm at with that.
I don't have a problem with it. I was just misunderstanding what you were saying.
Okay, here's where I have the city of Hollister. We need the city limit boundaries.
Changes.
It changes all the time. Mm-hmm. So we need that to be that
legal description.
That legal description.
It cost around 2,000, is what you said.
Well, I think it was less than 2,000, but I don't remember exactly. Was it 1,600 or?
We can put. I mean, we're budgeting.
It's been a while.
I'm saying we just make a budget for $2,000 because it was less than $2,000. And we can go ahead and budget a line item, but I want that definite on those district lines.
Okay, so I'll make a note here, but I guess my other.
I mean, you guys have got to agree with me on it. I'm just taking up on Donna's behalf on that.
This has been the professional services line item for $2,000, and we'll make a note that this is for legal description.
Ron, would you look at the actuals on 103-20-002?
That was a request that we denied, and I think this year would be a good time to do it because last year was an election year and be a.
Sure, Danny, we're trying to take money out of your ad, and it's fine.
You're fine with it?
I'm fine with you.
I'm sorry, Donna, which line?
Look at the yellow sheet on 103-20-002.
Hasta luego, Haiti.
Okay. Just 1 minute, is that all right?
Yeah.
What are the actuals, Ron?
12.
I mean, you're leaving like right now.
Okay. And see, I had grant money that went towards the canvas. So that the rest of that was postage that the grant didn't cover on the canvas, plus the regular postage for all the cards that go out.
No vote, just I want you to hear when I talk to Mark about it.
If you got time, he's going to pick up those.
No, we'll call him. We can go in and out of executive without him. He can just listen to the conversation. We just can't vote on executive if we call.
Okay. Or
if you want to leave, that's if you want to go in to the exec and whatever it is that he's bringing up, we'll do it. If you want to go.
He doesn't want to be late to his watch.
I don't blame him for that.
Go.
Go.
So you're going to go into executive and call me?
Yeah, we may do that. We'll see how this is going.
I don't know what it is.
I know.
So you're going to tell me.
Okay. All right, then. And then I'm gone, and you with call me, and I'll just. Or I can go into it now, and.
Are you saying you have
time? Has it got 5 minutes? You in 5 minutes?
It's up to your schedule. Here, this is a stop real fast and go into it.
Okay.
Motion to go to executive pursuant 610.21.3 personnel. So that was posted.
Second. Motion's been made and second to go to executive session pursuant to the Missouri law.
Sorry,
personnel.
Copy.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All in favor. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.